water like that. He ain't going to destroy all mankind by water. I'm getting there. Don't rush me now. God is so good. I had, if you go out there, there's a picture of the church. And me and Sister Gerda was here one morning, I think for prayer, I think. In the evening. And the rainbow was over the church. And we was just mesmerized. And so we stepped back in the parking lot almost to the end so we could, and I took a picture of it. And then Lord whispered to my heart. He said, I keep covenants. He said, I don't forget. And he said, now you ain't under you're not under Noah's covenant. He said, but I even remember that. Whenever God tells you something, he remembers it. Hallelujah. And then the scripture, he said, thank you. If you think I don't remember, remind me. If you don't think I remember, remind me. Hallelujah. Did you not know that you serve a God that's Alpha and Omega? He's the beginning and the end and all in between. And he knows everything. Ain't nothing going on in America, Israel, nowhere that God don't know. And everything is in his hand. Come on, I want y'all got to get this here. It's in his hand. Hallelujah. And so we were thinking this brother was preaching on this, and I said, oh my God. Did you not know, hallelujah, when the Joseph married Mary, all that was planned. King. I have to kind of look into that. But I said, oh my God. God knows your name. He knows your end. He knows your beginning. Amen. So what you got to do, keep his word. He said, you keep my commandments and my word. And then listen, all your life, when you go through life, you're going to have some pitfalls. Most of the pitfalls we get in because we're not obedient. Amen. Come on now. So we get in pitfalls. But it's God's in his heart to lead every man right to glory. God don't want people to be lost. Hallelujah. He don't want, I know I'm talking everywhere, but I'm telling you, I'm just so stirred. And when you get a revelation, you need to get a revelation of who he is. A revelation of knowing that he knows everything. You say, where, Lord, where are you? What do you mean, where is he? He's right there. He's always there. But we are human. And we have these human feelings. And we wonder where he is. But he's always there. Praise the Lord. So yes, this is a good year. I believe this is a good year for God's people. I do. I believe things are going to change this year in 2014 because it's a 7 in it. I'm into numbers now. I don't play them, but I'm into numbers. I believe God, because I believe everything is set by God. Everything is set by God. And so when he told Noah about the rainbow, Noah could look up now. When it started raining, he said, oh no, it's going to be rain 20 days. No, that's all right. Because God done said what he done said. But then he saw a man that he said, now it's time for me to set the, it's wonderful. It's time for me to set up things where I can go into the world and teach everybody. So there was a man named Abram down in the land of Ur, living with his father and his brothers and different things. He had a few brothers, I think, didn't he? And he had some brothers, because one of his brothers, I need to go back in Genesis. Hallelujah. And he touched this man. Why? Because he saw something in Abram. He saw something in Abram. You say, well, how did Abram know? There was no law. There was nothing written. But when Adam was in the garden, he was smart. And he taught his children. Come on now. He taught us. So what they knew had to come from back there because they didn't have no books. Hallelujah. Y'all see what I'm saying? And so when Abram came forth, he led him, and he was a man that was obedient. He said, get up and go, and I'll tell you where to go. Now, here's a man that he really loved, because this man ain't going, where am I going? How am I going to get there? Whatever. He ain't questioning God. Do you question God when God tells you something? You got to ask 20 questions. But he got up and went where he didn't know where he was going. Here's a man after God. So he know he can use this man. Hallelujah. So when he went, y'all know the story of it. We read the whole story of Abraham, sister, and I didn't know why we was reading it, but I know now, because God, hallelujah, was trying to give us a revelation of himself where I could understand it. Girl, I'm telling you, I just thank God this morning because he had such long suffering. Praise the Lord. Y'all don't understand it, though. No. I can't tell you all into this thing. But he's got had long suffering with you. Yes, he has. Praise the Lord. He had to knock on your door so many years. Praise the Lord. When you heard him the first time, but you rejected him the first time. And the second time, too, probably. But hallelujah, he knocked on your door one day and you heard him. But I'm afraid sometimes we done missed out on something because we should have heard him. Amen. And so I told God, I said, God, hallelujah, I really thank you for your patience. I thank you. I didn't know this 10 years ago. I didn't know it 5 years ago. But I sure thank you. And then I begin to see the greatness of God. You know what I say? He's so great. There is no human word that I can use to tell you. Praise the Lord. I can't bring a word down to tell you how great God is. Oh my God. We serve a great God. We serve a God we ain't got to worry about what they're doing up in the... We ain't got to worry about it. You people get on the news and they almost get heart failure when you heard about what they're going to do. They're going to change this. They're going to do this and they're going to do that. And then you get heart failure. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something else. God made the food and God made the sun and the moon and the rain. Praise God. God made the earth. He made everything. Hallelujah. He knew he wasn't blind and batty when it's 2014. Now you read something. Oh, you can't eat this. Don't y'all eat that. That don't say, that's poison. I'm going to tell you something. God said, when they said it before you, he said, pray. He said, sanctify. See, y'all take the word and you think, oh, that don't. No, it mean what it say. He said, sanctified by the word. And the Lord told us that years ago. And it seems so simple. You know, the ways of God is so simple. Man stumble over them. Because they want something hard, where they got. But his word is simple. Very simple. He says, let me tell you. Because if you sit down and try to go with everything they say is poison, you ain't going to be eating nothing. You ain't going to be eating nothing. So I decided one day when they put out that eggs was bad. I love eggs. Ooh, I love eggs. I said, Lord, you know what? If I ain't found the Bible where they ate eggs, you got no problem with me. So I just pray over it. I pray over everything I put in my mouth. I try to, if I remember. If it's a candy, I try to pray over everything I put in my mouth because I believe what God says. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm not 25 or 30 or 40 or 50, but I stay relatively happy, you know, and healthy. I thank the Lord for that. Me, we was talking about that. I don't know what it is. Hallelujah. I said, God, I don't know why I ain't got the flu. I don't know. No, I don't take a flu shot. I'm sorry. I believe God. Now, that's, you know, don't tell me don't take a flu shot. I'm talking about what I feel. You can't get mad at me because of what I feel. This is my walk with God. It's my understanding. Hallelujah. So when I go to the doctor, she'll have me lined up for everything they do. A test of this and test. I said, no. Test. I said, nope. They said, nope. Now I'm not telling you to do that. But I say, God, you done took care of me. And I'm near 75. You done took care of me so far. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Hallelujah. And if I get sick, I'm going to tell you about it. So the lady said, did you have one of them? I said, nope. Because I truly believe the stuff they got is harmful. I'm so crazy. I do. I remember they had saw a little spot on Brenda's lung when she was 8 or 9 or 10 years old. And I didn't understand, but the Holy Ghost led me. And the man said, we want to give her a test every year. I said, no. You ain't putting that stuff in her every year. You ain't going to tell me something strong enough to go through you and lie. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, you know how crazy I am now. I said, Lord, I'm not doing all that. I tried to do the right thing when I was coming up. I know when people try to do the right thing, still get sick. And I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor, but I'm going to tell you something. You might as well get close to God. Church, you better get close to God. I say, church, you better get close to God. Because you're going to have to know whether or not you should do thus and thus. Because they get ready to do something where you're going to put you up in this system where you can't get out. And you know that's now. Praise God. I said, Lord, get us out of debt. I can see it. I can see it. I said, Lord, get me out of debt. I said, because I can see what this devil doing. Am I going to fuck? Do y'all understand that? That's why he said, you know what? He said, oh, no man, anything. But we look at it and say, well, I said, Lord, please forgive me. Get me out of debt. Amen. It's going to be bad to be in debt. He said the borrower is a slave to the lender. And it means what it says. Oh, beloved, today, take the word for what it says. Say, Lord, I'm going to take this word and apply it. And I'm going to believe just what it says. And say amen after that. And clap your hands after that so it'll get down in your heart. And so he made a covenant with Abraham. And he said that in Abraham's covenant, every man should be circumcised. And people took these covenants really serious. Really serious. Because when God made a new covenant, they couldn't get that you didn't have to be circumcised. I'm going to try to stay what you know. Hallelujah. So he made this covenant with Abraham. I want to go to Luke, the 13th chapter. And he said you had to be circumcised. Now, when he promised to take care of the Jewish people, didn't he do it? He took care of them when they was out in the wilderness. Their clothes didn't get little. Their feet didn't swell. He sent them. Let me tell you, y'all, you know, we don't see this, brother. Brother, I'm glad you sent me that. We don't see this. There were millions of people out there. I don't know how many. But it wasn't just 25 folk out there in that desert. So when God sent the quails, he had to send a million quails to feed all them people. Come on now, open your mind. See, you know, there were, I'm glad you sent me that. I think you the one sent them. Praise the Lord. And when he opened up that sea, he could just open up a little path like this to get all them people across. He had to open it up where they couldn't even see the water over there and need over there. Because it was open up so wide to get these people across in a night's time. Come on. And when he sent the quail, he had to send thousands of them to feed them people. And the whole desert, I guess for miles, was filled with manna. I didn't see that until now. How great is our God? I said, how great is our God? It don't matter whether it's 2 million, 1 million, 1, 2, 3, or you. If he have to send quail, if he have to send manna again, we going to eat. And we going to be taken care of. He sent manna once before. We ought to go out and listen. Don't you worry, children. I'm trying to tell you something. Now, something going on. I'm telling y'all, children, something is going on. But listen. Don't worry about stuff like that. It makes God feel bad. You know, he look at it and say, Lord, you fed all them people. You feed me. Amen. So they learned how to cook manna 20,000 ways. Amen. Boil it, bake it, fry it. Put it in something. Put it on something. but I can tell you how to cook manna. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God didn't say he's going to send you a steak every day now. But you're going to get fed. I said, you're going to get fed. Because God owns this world. And if you in him and you in this covenant, he got to take care of you. Oh, Jesus. When I found that out, brother, I got really tough. Oh, I got tough. I'm trying to teach folk how to get tough. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Luke 13. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to tell you how God, hallelujah, what he is. Y'all learning something? Maybe you already knew that. Oh, I know that. You ain't been acting like it. Luke 13. Luke 13 and 10. And he was teaching, number 10. He was teaching in one of the synagogues of the Sabbath. Lord. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. I'm thinking she must have had this thing, you know, like this, you know. What, you know, what is that? Osteoporosis. And he said, what did he say? And when Jesus saw, he called her to him. He said, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hand on her. And immediately she was made straight. So she was bent over. And glorified God. But see, the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. I tell you, them people that got so far away from what God intended is pitiful. And said unto the people, there are 6 days in where you come to be healed and not on the Sabbath day. Wonder what day would they were healed on. The Lord then answered him and said, you hypocrite. Does not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox and his ass from the stall and lead him away to be watered on the Sabbath? You see an ox or something down in the ditch, you get him out. I don't care what day it is. Hallelujah. Now, you bunch of hypocrites. And ought not to this woman. Listen. So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, she's in covenant, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from the bond that she have. I'm going to tell you, you ain't got to stay sick because we are in covenant with God. I tell you, God told me, he said, if you love me, hallelujah, and if you praise me, he said, you are in the Abraham covenant. He said, and I got to do what I say I'm going to do. If I say I'm going to heal you, I'm going to heal you. But people don't know what they get. Praise the Lord. They think, well, I'm getting old and I'm supposed to. Listen, that ain't what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. He said, ought not this woman to be loose because she's a daughter of Abraham. Ooh, I got so excited. Ooh, I couldn't sleep. I got up in the night. I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is wonderful. Praise God. Because he's a covenant-keeping God. He said, I'm a covenant-keeping God. I tell you, when I saw this, I hadn't even thought about it. I ain't going to lie to you. I thought it was wonderful. We saw that. I thought it was great. And we almost shouted. But now he's telling me. He said, I remember covenants. And I keep covenants. He said, you see that rainbow? Yes, Lord. You ever remember it raining? So you remember the 93 rain? I said, yeah. He said, but I'm not going to never let it rain like it rained. Why? Because it's my covenant. Because it's binding. Hallelujah. When I say something, I mean it. It's binding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think you can go to him and let him know sometime. I'm a child of the covenant. Lord, I'm a child. I'm supposed to be. See, I didn't know that. But you know, I told y'all that. I think I supposed. But see, I didn't know it. Ooh, the devil got some. Ooh, he got some. He ooh. Woo! He got some problems now. If you are saved, listen, the covenant that Abraham had was a covenant of blood. It was when they cut off the foreskin, that was a covenant of blood. The covenant that we under, similar to Abraham's covenant, is a covenant of blood. When Jesus shed his blood on Calvary, that was the cutting of the covenant. He said, behold, I give you a new covenant. It ain't like the first one. This is going to be really good. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to go now and try to cut a lamb. You ain't got to go now and get a bull. You ain't got to go to get the chickens. Hallelujah. All you got to do is put your faith in me. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to heal you when you get sick. I'm going to feed you when you're hungry. I'm going to take care of you. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, many people don't realize that they're in covenant with me. They don't realize that. You're in covenant with God. I mean, them cousins were so, whatever I want to say. They were just so something to people. And God, when he made the covenant with Abraham, they cut up stuff, you know. Now think about it. I know you don't think of it. I'm just talking. When he cut the animal open and cut this open, they got up and walked in that stuff. Inside of that thing were all them entrails. So they felt it. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. No, you can't. I'm saying, but the covenant was so prolific. I don't know what word I want to use. But the covenant was so until they really believed in the covenant of God. They believed in the covenant. You know, people used to make covenant, they cut themselves and doesn't cut and put that. They made all kinds of covenants of salt, covenant of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you went, when you bought your car, you signed that paper, you made a covenant with that man. Now you don't pay him, you see what happened. You won't have no car. Amen. Because covenants are binding. They'll start, garnishing your wedges. Well, you signed this and say you're going to pay me. Say you're going to pay me $50 a month, and you ain't paid. You got to pay up. Hallelujah. You made a covenant with the Lord. When you came to this altar and say, Lord, save me, you made a covenant with him. A lot of people say, Lord, I'll serve you for the rest of my life because I said that. I didn't know there was a covenant. I just said it because that's what was said. And because I felt that way. Lord, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. That's a covenant. Let me see y'all that made covenant with the Lord. Amen. Yes. Amen. God saw it. He wrote it down. He knows everybody that's in covenant with him. You ain't going nowhere. He going to keep his covenant. I say he going to keep his word. Whatever he done told this church, all of a sudden I got enough something to believe that now. I say, Lord, whatever you told this church, you going to do what you say because you're a man of covenant. You're going to keep your word. Hallelujah. You know, you're so used to people, hallelujah, running you around and telling you such and such a thing, and they don't do it. But God ain't like that. Don't try to think God is like that. If God tell you something, you can put your foot on it. I say you can put your foot on it because he's going to do what he says. Because you're in covenant with him. Hallelujah. I tell you, he did more for us. Brother, I ain't really got the whole revelation this time. Y'all wait. Y'all won't be able to hold me down when I get the whole thing. But Ephesians 2. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I couldn't hide it from you. I said, Lord, we got to know this. This is good. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Don't wander around here and think you got to be sick. You don't have to be. Hallelujah. By his stripes you are healed. Amen. And by his stripes, he said it twice. And Peter 2, and then he said it over there in Isaiah. He mean what he say. Pray, and you go and tell him that. And you know, you ain't got to quote the scripture now. The scripture say something. No, something happening to you today. When you say by his stripes, now you going to know. Hallelujah. That blood was a covenant. You going to understand, hallelujah, that you can be well. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 2, 13. Hallelujah. Number 11, he said he was talking to the Gentiles. For number 10, he said, oh, this is good. Oh, number 9. Whoa, this is good. He said, for by grace are you saved. You saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That's what we're supposed to do now. Which God has before ordained that we should walk in these good works. Wherefore remember ye that in time past, Gentiles. That's to say Gentiles right down there. In the flesh. You're Gentiles in the flesh. Who are called uncircumcision. Listen. He said, now he talking about the flesh and the spirit. He talking about what Jesus did. He said, now, they call you uncircumcised in the flesh. But that circumcision was made with hand. Praise the Lord. He said, hallelujah. He said that at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope. That's the Gentiles. That's us. And without God in the world. But now, say but now. In Christ Jesus, say in Christ Jesus, ye who was sometime far off was made nigh. He said, come on by the blood of Jesus. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. He said, it's no more Jew or Gentile. He said, I'm a Jewish man. I was from the tribe of Benjamin. I was a Jew of the Jews. He said, but I come to tell you what Jesus told me to tell you. He come to tell you that he's trying to make us all one. It ain't going to be no Jew and Gentile no more. It's going to be just Jesus people. Praise the Lord, Christian. And they said that Antioch, they call them Christians. They begin to call them Christians. And I didn't understand. I thought I was making a play on words. But I said, people ask me, say, what religion? I said, I'm trying to be a Christian. If I could just be a Christian. I didn't know what I was saying, but I mean it now, if I can just be a Christian. Hallelujah. They didn't call them Episcopal. They didn't call them Pentecostal. They didn't call them Oneness. They didn't call them Tuesdays. They called them Christians. Because they were like Christ. Y'all understand what I'm saying? He said, hallelujah, this wall is broken. Let me tell you something. If I understood all of this, I'm going to come with that when I understand it. Hallelujah. But I do know that God kept every tit-tat in law. I do know this. That when they were killing the lamb, it was on Pentecost, the Day of Atonement. They was killing the lamb. And the lamb was dying on the cross. They was killing the lamb inside of the what they had there, the structure they had. But there was a lamb that was dying on the cross. They didn't understand that this is the lamb. This is the lamb that's on the cross. Amen. How they didn't understand that. Few of them understood, but most of them didn't. Behold the Lamb of God. That's what John told them. He said, behold the Lamb of God. I don't know if they understood it then. Which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus died. Let me tell you not only what he did. When he died on the cross, the Bible say that God tore the temple, the veil. And the Bible say in Ephesians or in Hebrews somewhere that his flesh was that veil. When his flesh was torn, it was torn spiritually. Literally, the flesh, that curtain was torn back. Now you can see what's in there. Now you can come. The Bible say, have enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The gumption of whatever you want to say. To enter the holy place. If you want to, you can go now. You ain't got to have no priest. You ain't got to have nobody to say, go to the Father for me and tell him that I done sinned. Oh my God. The Catholics need to hear this. You ain't got to have that no more. Because now you can go. Isn't that awesome? That is, I know you don't understand because we don't know a thing about the priesthood. But I do know when I studied the tabernacle. And I know when the priest had to go in, he changed his clothes. Before he ever went into the holy place, he put on some more clothes. And when he went into the Holy of Holies, he put on some more clothes. He had a certain garment that he wore in each place he went. Uh-oh. So we got to change our clothes. Like God said, do what he tell you to do. You got to change your clothes. Hallelujah, you got to come to him and ask him to forgive your sin and change your clothes. I say you got to change your clothes. Hallelujah, because you can't be the same. Hallelujah, and walk in here. And when you walk in the Holy of Holies, you got a right to go even where the priest went. Ain't that awesome? Let me tell you. This place was so holy, this place. The Holy of Holies. And it tells about how the curtains was made with blues and gold running up them and all this kind of stuff. And the priest was scared too. Because he had to first sanctify himself before he'd go and sanctify the people. So you going to get confessions and is that man sanctified? Hello. When they would go into the priest, he would put off some linen breeches they wore and something he had to wear to go into the Holy Holies. They had a rope around him too. Because he's scared too. Yeah, he had bells around us. We had pictures of that. He had the bells around. Oh my God. He had bells around the end of his robe. Plumber with plumber grants hitting it so it dinged. You know, so while he round doing this thing and what he have to do, take this off and put this on, if they listened. hoping that this man, listen, if this man didn't get it, they was doomed. Because this was mean they was forgiven for a year. And so they ding and danging, and ding. They were so glad. Because they had a rope around him. Did y'all know that? And they had to pull him out there because they couldn't go in there. Amen. But listen to this. You ain't got to do that no more. Woo! Hallelujah! We ain't got to do that no more. We ain't got to wait till Aaron go in. Because Jesus was Aaron. He was everybody. He's the priest. He's everything we need. We ain't got to wait for nobody. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. You ought to praise God. Hallelujah. That we can go wherever we want to go. Now, if you don't want to go no further than where they put the shoe bread down, you can go there. But you still got to change your clothes. But see, there was another curtain that God tore loose from the top to the bottom. He didn't start at the bottom. He started at the top and ripped it where they could see it. Nobody never seen anything but the priest. Nobody, you better not have been stuck in your head have been there. You've been dead. Because God was in there. But now you can go to the Holy of Holies because of Jesus, because of what he did. You can get in prayer and stay as long as you want to. Hallelujah. You can go now, D. You can go. How can I get there? Just get on your knees and stay in prayer. He take you, you know, from the inner court to the outer court and to all the courts. Did I lose you any place? Just send me some things. Jesus. His blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. That washes us white as snow. Oh, the blood. Power in the blood. Everything you need in the blood. Amen. Somebody had some on there. You know how they had these movies. They make me sick, so I don't look at them. About Jesus. Ain't nobody played nothing. I said, oh. They had somebody run up hugging Jesus. I said, the devil is a lie. That blood was not touched until he went to his father. The devil won't think it's contaminated. Dirty devil. No. It wasn't touched. Y'all need to stop looking at all them things. Because people, didn't he do something? I said, girl, that's on a movie. You need to stop looking at that stuff. Jesus was not a little blue-eyed nobody, no way. Come on. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I thank God I can go to the Holy of Holies. I thank God that my heart has been circumcised by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we circumcise our sons. All my sons are circumcised. Did y'all know why they circumcised on the eighth day? Let me tell you. On the eighth day in a man, there's something that's more prevalent in a man on the eighth day. And that's why he did it. See, God, he read down to the nitty gritty. I tell you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They couldn't be circumcised for now. In the hospital, they circumcised the first day, second day, you know, the third day or fourth day, you know. But the reason why they did it on the eighth day was because of that. It's something called a case, some cattle time or something higher in a man than at that particular day. Will you stand? I hope you enjoy it. I just really enjoy preaching this, I'm telling you. We are in covenant. We are covenant people. Hallelujah. So when you go with boldness, you got to know this. If you know that God is your covenant, then you don't have to come sliding in, slanking like some little whoop puppy. You can go boldly because you know who you are and you know whose you are and you know what he did. And so you more the word that you understand, you can go say, wait a minute now. Now, Lord, something says that. Hallelujah. He loves it. He wants you to know. He wants you to know. Amen. You know, God is so good. He knows from the beginning to the end. Wherever you're standing in life now, he knew it. So what you going to do with it? You have to ask God, show me how to live in this area. Show me how to live in the den, in the lion's den, or wherever you are. Amen. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Because my life is planned already. I know you know God. You know everything. You know everything. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Bow your heads. Father, in Jesus' name. All of us. This is the year of a great unveiling. The word is being unveiled. It's just marvelous. And I guess it just wasn't time, Lord. But now it's time. And this is our time at Revival Center. And all of a sudden, my heart had enough faith to believe. And I thank you for it. I thank you for what you've done for this people this morning, God. Giving them a heart of faith. You talked about a heart of faith, God. You also talk about a heart of disbelief, or unbelief. So don't let us have a heart of unbelief, but let us believe. Hallelujah, that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to treat one another with great love. We see you moving in the love of God. I thank the Lord for someone who got up and said about the love of God, because that is great. You know, that is just wonderful. Thank you for the word, God. Hallelujah. Give him another praise for the word of God. Another praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. He's a good God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do anybody need anything?